In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres, Giovanni reads a soul. Giovanni had meant to ask Albert Jennings Fountain for some legal advice. Having let himself become too distracted by the horrifying vision of the murder of the father and the son, though, he had fled off into the night. The Holy Hermit had really meant to ask him about the possibility of traveling through the area of Texas and then down to Mexico. For some time now, he had felt an inner need to return to his home country of Italy to make peace with the past. He had had a revelation late one night. In his vision, the Holy Virgin had appeared to him and told him he could return and profess his final vows for priesthood. Elated, Giovanni had woken up in the middle of the night and started off in what he had assumed would be his last trek through this hemisphere. What he hadn't realized, though, was just to what extent this area was still wild and unsettled. Claimed by both the United States and Mexico, the inhabitants in this no-man's land largely answered to no authority. It was already beginning to dawn when the hermit looked up to see Padre Jose Cabeza de Vaca towering over him.
"Hey, buenos dias, señor solitario,"
he said, cheerfully extending his right hand down at him. Giovanni took his hand and pulled himself up to an upright position from the one where he had been crouching at night next to the long adobe wall.
"Huh, Dios se los dé felices," he replied, completing the greeting.
"And what are you planning to do today?" asked Padre Jose of him. "I was thinking that today," began the hermit, "it would be nice if I might find someone who might be interested in traveling over to San Antonio, Texas. I should like to go there myself, but I fear that the journey might be too much for just one person. Do you know of anyone who makes such trips?"
"Well, perhaps we could take the Butterfield stage," replied Padre Jose.
"But I don't know that it'll get you anywhere near San Antonio. But look here now. See those two men coming up the alley on horseback? They might know someone who can help you. They are brothers. Their names are Sinforoso and Bialquin." As the two men came up to them, Padre Jose stepped up and quietly told them about Giovanni and about his intentions. Both men dismounted and came toward the hermit. The first man extended his right hand in greeting, saying only, "Sinforoso Serrano, a sus órdenes." Giovanni shook his hand warmly and replied, "Un gran honor." The second man also dismounted and said, "Bialquin Serrano, para servirle." Instead of shaking the second man's hand, though, Giovanni only stared deep into his eyes, holding his own hands clasped together. Without so much as a side glance at the man's horse and ignoring the man's outstretched hand completely, he only said, "The horse that you are riding has been stolen." Bialquin Serrano flushed a deep shade at the forthright accusation made to him by the hermit in the light of early morning. It was true that he had stolen the horse late at night, with no one having been around to see him. But how could this hermit possibly have known this? Padre Jose turned to him and asked him, "Is this true?" Bialquin Serrano knew that it would be useless to try to lie to a man who was known to read the hearts, minds, and souls of people. By way of an answer, he merely hung his head. "It isn't that I didn't have enough gold to pay for it," he said. "I don't know what possessed me. I can't return the horse. The owner would have me whipped and jailed for a horse thief. But I would like to make restitution to its owner. Please," he said, handing Padre Jose a leather pouch, "take this gold and give it to the owner of the animal. It is more than the horse is worth, but it is only right that he should have it. I need to go confess my sin." Padre Jose did not know what to say in the wake of these facts that had just surfaced. He turned to Giovanni and handed him the pouch of gold, saying, "Would you please return this to its rightful owner?" By way of assent, the hermit tucked the gold pouch into the folds of his habit and watched as both men hurried off to the confessional. Bialquin's brother, Sinforoso, meandered slowly down the rest of the alley. The holy hermit decided that it was time to seek out the cave in the Orchid Mountains that he had been told about so much. He would have time to return the gold to its rightful owner later. From somewhere just beyond the street corner,
A pair of eyes were watching the hermit and the pouch of gold. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.